The increasing levels of carbon dioxide in the air strongly affect our climate. They barely affect us humans physiologically. What's a rise from 280 to 410 parts per million when we breathe out air at 20,000 parts per million? The same is true for the direct physiology of our gazillions of fellow earthlings, the insects. However, they and we are affected in a big way because we all eat plants. Plants react to high CO2 by reducing their content of nitrogen mainly as protein. One partial explanation for the drop that I have researched is that plants need less protein to do photosynthesis when the proteins are more active at high CO2. Plant breeders for some major crops are already struggling to keep protein levels high enough, such as durum wheat for pasta. Now jump to the problems for insects. They deal with plant toxins and other defenses, and now with lower protein content. Many insects are already on the edge for gaining enough protein. At the Kansas Long-Term Ecological Research Program, Ellen Welty and her colleagues found that over 30 years, grasses declined 42% in concentration of nitrogen. This hit grasshoppers, it appears, whose populations declined. Okay, we might not value grasshoppers, but there are many other insect species on which we depend, on which birds depend, and so on. Rising CO2 is far more than just changes in temperature, rainfall, and extreme events. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.